Study Article 9. This article will be studied during the week of April 24th through April 30th. Cherish God's gift of life. Theme text: By Him we have life and move and exist. Acts 17:28. Song 141, The Miracle of Life. Preview: This article will help us build our appreciation for God's gift of life. We will see what specific steps we can take to protect our health and life when a disaster strikes, as well as to minimize the potential for harmful accidents. We will also discuss what we must do to be prepared for a medical emergency. Paragraph 1, Question: How valuable is our life to Jehovah? Imagine that a friend gave you a very old but priceless painting, a masterpiece. It has some discoloration, stains, and cracks. Despite the imperfections, the painting is valued at millions of dollars. Surely you would appreciate and protect that piece of art. Similarly, Jehovah has given us a valuable gift, the gift of life. In fact, Jehovah shows how much He values our life by giving His Son as a ransom for us. Paragraph 2, Question: As indicated at 2 Corinthians 7:1, what does Jehovah expect from us? Jehovah is the source of life. The Apostle Paul acknowledged this truth when he said, "By Him we have life and move and exist." Acts 17:25 and 28. So we can appropriately refer to our life as a gift from God. He lovingly provides us with what we need to stay alive. But Jehovah does not preserve our lives miraculously. Rather, He expects us to care for our physical and spiritual health to the best of our ability. 2 Corinthians 7:1 reads, "Therefore, since we have these promises, beloved ones, let us cleanse ourselves of every defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Why should we protect our health and life, and how can we do so? Value the gift of life. Paragraph 3, Question: What is one reason why we should try to stay healthy? One reason why we should try to stay healthy is that we can serve Jehovah to the best of our ability. We desire to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, so we avoid choosing to do things that we know will harm our health. Romans 12:1. Granted, there is only so much that we can do to stay in good health. But we do what we can because we want to show our Heavenly Father that we appreciate the gift of life. Paragraph 4, Question: What did King David want to do? King David explained why he cherished God's gift of life when he wrote, "What profit is there in my death, in my going down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness?" Psalm 30, verse 9. David may have written those words toward the end of his life, but he was determined to stay alive and well as long as possible so that he could praise Jehovah. No doubt all of us have that same determination. Paragraph 5, Question: No matter how old or how sick we are, what can we do? Sickness and old age may prevent us from doing many of the things we once did. As a result, we may feel frustrated and sad. But never should we give up and neglect our health. Why not? Because no matter how old or how sick we are, we can still praise Jehovah as did King David. How touching it is to realize that our God treasures us despite our being imperfect. Even if we were to die, He would long to resurrect us. While we are alive, we want to do what we can to protect our health and life. Avoid harmful habits. Paragraph 6, Question: What does Jehovah expect from us concerning our eating and drinking habits? Although the Bible is not a healthcare book or a dietary manual, it does reveal Jehovah's thinking in these areas. For example, he exhorts us to ward off harmful things that could damage our body. Ecclesiastes 11:10. Gluttony and drunkenness, both life-threatening, are condemned in the Bible. Jehovah expects us to exercise self-control when deciding what and how much to eat and drink. Paragraph 7 question. How does the counsel found at Proverbs 2:11 help us make good decisions about our health? We can make decisions that show deep appreciation for God's gift of life by using our thinking ability. Proverbs 2:11 reads, "Thinking ability will keep watch over you, and discernment will safeguard you." For instance, we show good judgment in what we eat. If we like a certain food but know that it makes us sick, common sense moves us to avoid eating it. We also prove that we are sound in mind when we get sufficient sleep, exercise regularly, maintain a good routine of personal hygiene, and keep our home clean. Be safety conscious. Paragraph 8 question. What does the Bible reveal about God's thinking on the matter of personal safety? Jehovah's law to the nation of Israel included guidelines that would help prevent serious accidents from occurring at home and at work. Fatal accidents had serious consequences for unintentional manslayers. The law required that even those who unintentionally harmed an unborn child be punished. The scriptures make it clear that Jehovah wants us to be safety conscious. Paragraph 9 question. What precautions can we take to avoid accidents? We show that we appreciate God's gift of life by taking safety measures at home and at work. For example, we dispose of sharp objects, toxic chemicals, or medicines in a safe way, and we keep such items out of the reach of young children. We are cautious when handling open flames, hot liquids, and power tools, not leaving them unattended. We do not drive a car while our judgment is impaired by medication, alcohol, or lack of sleep, and we do not allow ourselves to be distracted by using a handheld device while driving. The picture caption reads, "In these situations, how can we show respect for life?" When calamity strikes. Paragraph 10 question. What can we do before and during a life-threatening calamity? At times, we are not able to prevent life-threatening events. This is especially true of natural disasters, epidemics, and violent conflicts. However, when such calamities strike, we can try to reduce risks and improve our likelihood of survival by obeying curfews, evacuation orders, and emergency restrictions. Some threats can be anticipated, so we do well to follow any guidelines issued by the local authorities to help us prepare for a disaster. For instance, we may find it practical to store a supply of water and non-perishable food and a basic first aid kit. Paragraph 11 question. When threatened by a contagious disease, what should we be willing to do? What should we do if a contagious disease is spreading where we live? We should obey emergency regulations, such as those regarding washing our hands, social distancing, wearing a mask, and quarantining. Our diligence in these areas shows how deeply we appreciate God's gift of life. Paragraph 12 question. How does the principle found at Proverbs 14:15 help us to be selective when it comes to information that circulates during a calamity? During emergencies, inaccurate information may circulate among friends, among neighbors, and in the media. Rather than believe every word we hear, we do well to listen to the most reliable governmental and medical sources available. Proverbs 14:15 reads, "The naive person believes every word, but the shrewd one ponders each step." The governing body and the branch offices make every effort to obtain accurate information before giving direction regarding congregation meetings and the preaching work. By being cooperative, we protect ourselves and others from harm. We may also enhance the congregation's reputation in the community. Prepare to abstain from blood. Paragraph 13, question. How do we show that we cherish God's gift of life when it comes to the issue of blood? Jehovah's Witnesses are well known for their respect for the sacredness of blood. We obey Jehovah's law regarding blood by refusing to accept a blood transfusion, even during a medical emergency. However, that does not mean that we want to die. On the contrary, we cherish God's gift of life. We seek the help of medical professionals who are willing to provide high-quality care that does not involve a blood transfusion. Paragraph 14, question. How can we reduce the likelihood of needing a serious medical procedure? We can reduce the likelihood of needing a serious medical procedure by following the health suggestions mentioned earlier in this article. The healthier we are, the more resilient we will be during and after any surgery that we must undergo. We can also reduce the risk of needing an emergency surgery by removing safety hazards at home and at work, and by strictly obeying traffic laws. Paragraph 15, question A. Why is it important that we carry a current, durable power of attorney? Question B. As shown in the video, how can we make informed decisions about the medical use of blood? Because we appreciate the gift of life, we fill out a durable power of attorney, or advanced healthcare directive, and carry it with us at all times. The footnote reads, this document is also called a DPA. End of footnote. By means of this document, we express our wishes regarding blood transfusions and some medical treatments. Is your durable power of attorney current? If you need to fill out or update one, do not procrastinate. Clearly expressing our wishes in writing will help to avoid causing unnecessary delays in our treatment. We will also help the medical staff avoid any misunderstandings that can harm us. The following is a description of the pictures being considered with paragraph 15. A young brother fills out his durable power of attorney and makes sure to take it with him. The picture caption reads, because we value the gift of life, we fill out a durable power of attorney and carry it with us at all times. Paragraph 16, question. What can we do if we are unsure about how to fill out a durable power of attorney? Regardless of how young or how healthy we are all susceptible to accidents and sickness. Therefore, it would certainly be wise to fill out a durable power of attorney. If you are unsure about how to fill out this document, ask your local elders to help you. They strive to be familiar with how to fill out the document, but they will not make medical decisions for you. That is your responsibility. They can, however, help you to understand your options and to express your wishes in writing. Be reasonable. Paragraph 17, question. How can we show that we are reasonable about health matters? Many of the choices we make regarding our health and medical treatment are rightly determined by our Bible-trained conscience. When making decisions and discussing them with others, we do well to apply the principle recorded at Philippians 4:5. Let your reasonableness become known to all men. When we are reasonable, we do not become overly concerned with our physical health, nor do we pressure others into adopting our viewpoint. We love and respect our brothers and sisters, even if the decisions they make are different from ours. Paragraph 18, question. How can we show our gratitude for the gift of life? We show our gratitude to Jehovah, the source of life, by safeguarding our life and by giving Him our best. For now, we must deal with sicknesses and calamities. But this is not the life our Creator intended for us. Soon He will give us everlasting life without pain and death. In the meantime, how good it is to be alive and to serve our loving Heavenly Father, Jehovah. How would you answer? Why should we value our life? What are some ways in which we can show that we value our life? How can we show that we are reasonable about health matters? Song 140, Life Without End at Last. End of article.